بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome again to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. We talk about the sermon Imam Ali, peace be upon him, talks about the characteristics of the pious. The next phrase that Imam talks about is that غَذُّوا أَبْصَارَهُمْ أَمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. They keep their eyes closed to what Allah has made unlawful for them. Again, this sentence may have two meanings. One is the forbidden acts that are related to the eyes. There are things that are forbidden to see, to look at. In all the limbs, all the dimensions, there are forbidden acts, there are allowed acts, there are encouraged acts, there are discouraged acts. And as I mentioned, the allowed acts compared with the forbidden and discouraged are much, much more. The first rule in everything is being lawful. Everything is lawful in Islam, other than it is mentioned and it is stated that something is forbidden. Actually, the forbidden acts are like borders of a country or a region that you should not pass through it. This is one meaning that, of course, eyes and the things that we look at and we see are important, because when we see things, then we have a picture of. And after that, we think about it, we cook it, and then we come up with decisions, we come up with desires, we desire to do things, we miss things that we have seen and so forth, and then we act. So seeing is, looking at things is a channel. Maybe sight is the widest channel of information. Therefore, we need to be careful what we allow to come to our mind, what we allow to come to our actually heart, and what is the food that we give to our eyes, if we can say food, what we feed our eyes. Therefore, controlling one's eyes are very important. For example, there are sexual matters, sins that we are forbidden to look at. We are limited. We are not allowed to look at what and everything that we want. We have to limit our sight and our look to the allowed sights. This is one meaning of the غَذُّوا أَبْصَارَهُمْ أَمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And it is important, and for sure the people of taqwa, the people who are the people of virtue, they have control over their eyes. But it has another meaning. Another meaning of this sentence is that they overlook the forbidden things. And this is another higher and deeper meaning for this sentence. Not only they control their limbs and every action from committing forbidden acts, but also maybe it mentions another deeper fact that they overlook. They don't want the forbidden acts. Not that they desire and then they control. And this is because of their thinking. They have a deep thinking, they understand the philosophy of things, and they know that the things that God has forbidden, they are the harmful things. Therefore, they overlook the forbidden acts. قَضُوا أَبْصَارَهُمْ أَمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. They do not look, they close their eyes to forbidden acts. They don't go after forbidden acts. We will say that different people have different attitudes, and the levels of perfection in people are defined according to these characteristics. A person who has desire to forbidden acts and control himself has a virtue, but the one who overlook the forbidden acts and doesn't want it at all has a higher position than the one who just control himself, has the desire and control himself. The second one put off the desire in a way that doesn't have a desire to forbidden acts. It is a higher and deeper level to deal with the forbidden acts. Therefore, this kind of people, these pious people, you see, they are very righteous in their deal with other people, in their keeping their words, their promise. If people trust them for something, they are trustworthy. These are all results of being considering the forbidden acts and not going after forbidden acts. You see how these characters are related to each other. Those three basic characters: one is the right thinking. When a person has the right thinking and knows the relation between this world and that world, and knows the goal of the creation of human being, therefore knows that the forbidden acts are going away from the main road, therefore they control themselves. All these beautiful things that happen in pious ones are connected to each other, and they form a cohesive system in them. Be with us in other programs that we talk about the other aspects of the pious people. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ya dhal jalal wal ikram, ya dhal jalal wal ikram, ya dhal jalal wal ikram, ya
والإكرام.